Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, the strong and powerful Dr. Sanjay Prasad. Dr. Prasad, are you ready to do this?
Of course, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Excited to have you on. Dr. Prasad has been a practicing neurosurgeon for 30 years. He's one of the few surgeons in his specialty to complete three fellowships in neurotology, advanced head and neck, oncologic surgery, cranial-based surgery. He's the author of Resetting Healthcare, which examines the lack of transparency in surgical care and offers surgical quality as a solution. Again, excited to have you on. Dr. Prasad, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, first of all, I'm not a neurosurgeon. I'm a neurotologist, so let's make that clear. I grew up in India in 1962. I was a year old. My family came here really on a journey by ship, a 30-day journey, seeking a healthcare solution for a healthcare problem in the family. And I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, became a surgeon, did a number of fellowships, started my practice, practicing for 30 years, helped tens of thousands of patients. And now I want to help millions of Americans reach that surgeon, the surgeon who has the best outcomes in their network for the condition they have.
I certainly appreciate that. Apologize for incorrectly describing your work. So glad I got that correct. So what, after 30 years, certainly you've experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly. What are the problems that have caused you to take this new action?
Well, the problems have to do with the whole referral process. A patient goes to see their primary care doctor for a condition, and then the primary care doctor refers you to a surgeon, but that referral is not being made on the basis of cost of care, and it's not being made on the basis of quality, that is, surgeon outcomes. So it's being made on the basis of relationships, maybe on the golf course or otherwise, or a referral nurse is handling that referral. And you have a whole provider book of specialists to pick from, but you have no way to choose the right one for your condition for the surgery that you've been told you need. The result is patients today are getting surgery they don't need at an alarming rate. Depending on specialty, 15% to 25% of procedures that are performed today are unnecessary. Patients are suffering from complications from unnecessary surgery, and patients are just not getting connected to the best outcome surgeon within their entire network.
Well, that certainly is a problem right there. I can it's not something to laugh about, but I put myself in just my shoes as a consumer of healthcare and of medicine. It is very, very hard for us, if not impossible, to be able to look through a list of potential surgeons or medical providers and to make heads and tails out of any of it. I can go online and research. Is the system just the way that it is and it's time to innovate, or is there a reason that it is the way that it is?
Well, certainly is a time to innovate. And I think the pandemic really caused us to rethink how healthcare is being delivered today. As you know, in 2020, surgeries were on pause. They were on hold. They were not able to get scheduled, especially if they were non-urgent. There's an explosion of surgeries that are being scheduled in 2021 and beyond. It's a great time to reset healthcare, especially with the advent of telehealth and how that has exploded. This is just a terrific time for people to rethink about solutions and innovation to fix the problem and to make healthcare more accountable.
So when you say healthcare more accountable, are we talking about health insurance providers? Are we talking about the administration? Are we talking about the actual doctors?
The whole healthcare system in general. So what we've done is we've created a system, SurgiQuality, that handholds the patient, that we assign a personalized concierge to you once you've been told you need surgery. Our concierge has you sign a HIPAA release, and then we source your medical records and your imaging that shows the condition, the rotator cuff or the gallstones or whatever it might be, and we upload them to the cloud, the HIPAA-compliant cloud, in a safe and secure manner. And then we distribute those records to multiple surgeons within your network, all board certified, pre-qualified. The surgeons validate necessity. The surgeons offer alternative treatment options, and they put in their past experience. That is how many cases they've done last year, success rates, complication rates. You get back a list of surgeons that have looked at your case, validated necessity, and you're able to compare one surgeon against another with their surgeon outcomes, their past experience, and make well-informed decisions. It just makes a ton of sense to us.
Yeah, it's certainly just listening. And it's, for lack of a better term, a request for proposal where I upload this in a very safe manner to people or to surgeons that are within my network. So it's going to be covered or it's not going to be an unusually high cost, and then the process begins.
Correct.
So as you're going through all this, it seems to me you just want to start with the end in mind of what is the ideal process for somebody to go through. Were there different iterations of this, or did you land directly on this solution with the concierge?
Yeah, so the whole idea started in 2007 when I opened a surgery center and we started bundling pricing for surgical procedures. That is, we combined the surgeon fee, anesthesia fee, facility fee, the post-op rehab fee, all in one low price. So we bundled priced a surgical procedure. And then in 2014, I thought about it some more and really realized that quality is so different in different parts of the country and different parts of your own community. And so we added this quality piece, which is so integral to the platform. And this allows surgeons to put in their data in terms of number of cases performed last year, their success measures, complication measures, and to use that as a tool to access more cases.
So I'm probably just going to unfortunately be blunt. So when you say quality is different across the country and in different communities, not all surgeons are created equal. There's some that are doing a really, really good job and then some that are doing a less good job.
Certainly, there's a variance in quality across the country, and the platform is for high quality, reasonably priced surgeons who operate in reasonably priced facilities.
Got it. When you started in 2007 with your surgical center and bundling the pricing, how was that received?
Well, it was right around the bubble. As you can recall, there were many patients that were uninsured. Many patients were underinsured. This was very, very attractive to scores of people. It was a great insight that there really is a need in the market.
And how was it received by your peers? by the healthcare apparatus?
Yeah, the surgeons, by and large, everyone that I've met has been all for it. We all want patients to get connected to the best-in-class surgeons, get their surgery done the right way the first time, avoid complications, avoid infections, avoid revisions. So we're all for it. But there's another piece that surgeons are starting to realize is that they can lower their malpractice risk by using the system. What do I mean by that? Well, patients who are coming to them have been peer-reviewed by their colleagues as needing surgery. So the medical necessity piece is solved, and now they can reduce their malpractice risk when they go to operate on these patients.
Interesting. Okay. Which certainly makes sense if 15 to 20, I forget what the number was, of the procedures are unnecessary. That then results and there's a complication, then people will come back and sue.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
True. The malpractice risk certainly rises. So, for example, today, patients are seen in the waiting room. Surgeons have to go through 100 patients in the waiting room, and let's say 10 of them need surgery. It's a lot of work. Now they can get connected directly by our technology, the Surgery Connect system, to patients who need surgery that have been vetted by their colleagues. It just makes a ton of sense.
So it certainly, okay. That definitely makes sense. So it's working to make the process as efficient and as accurate and as high quality as possible, from figuring out, does this person actually need surgery? So on the front end of getting people, or getting the right people in your waiting room. So instead of 100 people showing up and 10 needing surgery, you're hopefully cutting that number down dramatically, if not down to 10.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And are you, as you're working on this model, where is the resistance coming from?
We haven't really seen much resistance to date. We're selling this platform to self-insured employers, to third-party administrators, to insurance brokers, to regional health plans, and to large insurers. And even large insurers are very interested in this platform. I mean, they also want their members connected to the best-in-class surgeons within their network. So everyone wins.
That's a very rare thing.
Indeed.
Okay, I think that's super exciting, and that makes all the sense in the world. Certainly, myself as a consumer, I'm interested in getting the best outcome for my body and for my loved ones. As a consumer of healthcare, if I had a lot of employees, I would want them also to be getting the same experience I just described. I guess you mentioned that large insurers were also interested in this. Is that also the case, or is there reticence from big insurance companies?
No, big insurance companies have really embraced this platform. They also want to become more competitive and retain their employer clients. So this is a way for them to reduce premiums, for example, for their self-insured clients. So it just makes a ton of sense.
Got it. Is it adding one more step in the process? I totally appreciate that why, as a consumer of surgery, wouldn't I want to get the best possible outcome? But then I recognize that human behavior is something other. Has it been difficult for some people to get their arms around using the system?
Well, there definitely is an extra step. Mm-hmm. You know, in today's world, patients get seen by a surgeon, they're told they need surgery. They go straight from the examination room to the scheduler's office and schedule surgery. What we're asking for them to do is to pause and to reassess. And 92% of all surgeries have that time to reassess and pause what we're doing here. So we're asking for patients to pause, reassess, ask some difficult questions of the surgeon that they've seen. That is, doctor, do I really need the surgery? Are there alternative treatments to surgery? How many of these have you done? What's your success rate? What's your complication rate? Has anybody died? And these are all answers that sometimes patients don't have the tools to understand all these, but our concierge is there to help them every step of the way.
Yeah, I could certainly see that this, well, my guess hearing that is that it would be difficult without the concierge to educate and empower an individual that's maybe never, and certainly when having a conversation with a physician, with a surgeon, it's such a, and for good reason, revered person in our society and culture, for me to be questioning them and asking them specific questions about how essentially good they are at their job might be very, very uncomfortable. But having that concierge there, that sounds like it bridges the gap.
Yeah, absolutely. And the concierge helps them understand the quality measures. It just makes them a more well-informed consumer, which is what we all want.
Yeah, that certainly is. So how you probably already told me, when did SurgiQuality launch?
We launched the platform in 2014, in 2015-16, we built the technology to distribute medical records in a HIPAA-compliant manner. And, you know, what's happened is technology has also evolved to the point where now in the cloud you can have HIPAA compliance. So a lot of these tools weren't available previously, mm-hmm. but now are. It's a very exciting time for innovation.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So how have you enjoyed the process of, and it sounds like you've always been entrepreneurial, of being an entrepreneur versus being a physician?
Well, it's very exciting to start something new from an idea and formulate it and develop it and watch the technology grow and continue to improve. But now that it's being embraced by the marketplace, we're really excited where we are.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. Well, Dr. Prasad, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, the main thing is to just pause when you've been told you need surgery. And oftentimes you have time to reassess and rethink and ask some difficult questions of your surgeon, do your research. And if you don't have the wherewithal to do the research, please contact us at info@surgiquality.com. We're here to help you. I wrote a book on the subject, Resetting Healthcare Post-COVID-19 Pandemic, The Patient Handbook. And you can find more information on the book at resettinghealthcare.com. Remember, info@surgiquality.com.
Excellent. Well, Sanjay, I appreciate you coming on. I know that you gave us the website there, resettinghealthcare.com, for a copy of the book. And then you can send them an email or send Dr. Prasad an email at info@surgiquality.com. Those are the best places to reach you.
Yeah, and our concierge is here to help you. Remember, you have to know before you go. It's extremely important.
I like it. Well, thank you again, Dr. Prasad.
Sure thing. Pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Sanjay your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to resettinghealthcare.com. Get a copy of the book. Go to or send an email if you are having questions. When you're told that you need surgery, to info@surgequality.com. That's info@surgequality.com. I'm not good at words today. info@surgequality.com. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, doctor.
Thank you again.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.